So in 1992, you became the dean of Brevard campus.
Mm-hmm.
Could you tell us about your experience there?
Well, that was quite an interesting experience because all of the students at the Brevard campus were adult students, or at least they were studying for their degree in the evening, which meant that most likely they were working and so weren't going to school in a regular full-time program. The group of faculty who worked with those students and who headed up the majors that we had are really remarkable people, highly dedicated, very interested in the students' progress, and we had Maggie Dunn, who's still with us, who headed up the English program, Larry Holt, who now runs the computer science major in the Holt School, and Professor Ed Harrell, who headed up history.
Mm-hmm.
Sandy McIntyre, who's now left, Rollins, she retired, but she ran the psychology and organizational behavior major. We had, and there were others as well, but faculty who were truly dedicated to what they were doing and really knew how to inspire students. It was a wonderful, small learning community, and it became much smaller because we were no longer able to offer the business major, which had to do with the Commerce School's accreditation by the AACSB. So we had to disband the business major, and one of the more interesting things I've ever done in my life is to move a college. We actually moved our campus from a, sort of a warehouse in Rockledge to a very nice facility in West Melbourne, and I got to help redesign the interior of the building. And we had very high hopes for having that campus continue to succeed. But the growth of the University of Central Florida mm-hmm. in Brevard County finally made it necessary for us to close down there. So I had the opportunity to help a program move with the hope of growing, and then the sad duty and responsibility of closing it out.